The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, a gutsy win for John McCarthy's team to kick off 2025. San Diego has just given San Jose all they can handle in four games. And it's now three of the four games between these two clubs in which a goal decided it. But this time, the Barracuda on the winning ledger as they win this one by a final score, 4-3 in overtime. Lucas Carlson pots his second of the game. He is the hero. He's now got four goals in his last three games. His second multi-goal game over his last three. And he's up to seven on the year. The time of the game-winning goal in OT for Carlson comes at 3:29. The Barracuda are now 2-0 in overtimes, and they needed to score twice in the third down by a goal to just get it to overtime. And in the extra session, they outshoot the goals 3-1. Georgi Romanov had to make a really good save in overtime. Callie Klang made a couple of saves, but ultimately Carlson able to wait him out and put it home for the game winner. Final shots in this one, 29-27 in favor of the Barracuda. Cuda did not go on the penalty kill all game long. Second time this season in which that has occurred. And they go 0-4-3 on the power play as they score all three goals in regulation during 5-on-5 play. Let's recap this one. It was Lucas Carlson who finished it, and it was Lucas Carlson who started it. At 12:24 of period number one, Carlson will rip home his sixth of the year. A beautiful backhand finish from between the circles. Ethan Cardwell and Thomas Bortolo would pick up the assists. For Bortolo, .100 in his professional career. Through Ethan Fresh. Good job by Fresh to stay with him and force him away from the net. Now a corner boards hit, shaken up as a San Diego goal, and Barracuda out of the zone. It skipped over the blade of Cardwell in transition, or he would have had a chance had he received it cleanly. Here's a backhand bid for Carlson. He scores! It got rolled deep into San Diego territory as it went off the stick of Cardwell. He ends up feathering it in front. It finds the blade of Lucas Carlson, and on the backhand, Carlson goes upstairs. Beautiful finish from Carlson to get things started as the Barracuda had a 1-0 lead in the first. They would draw the only penalty in the opening period, a late minor against Paavo Regenda for tripping at 17-17. So the Barracuda had a chance late in the opening period to add to their lead. Unfortunately, they could not do so. And late in the period and late on the power play, they'd give the puck over. It quickly get whipped up the ice, a breakaway for Colangelo just as the power play had expired. And Colangelo would rip one past Georgi Romanov stick side as the goals had found a way late in the opening period to level the score at 1-1. Hands off for Tristan Robbins, and Robbins kind of awaiting the puck, and now it's given away. Colangelo moving in, scores. Sam Colangelo has his third goal in three games against the Barracuda. Just a little bit too lackadaisical from Tristan Robbins. Not sure what he was really waiting for, but he was kind of backing away from the puck, and it didn't have a ton on it as it was heading towards him. It's stolen away, ripped up to Colangelo, who's stuck behind everybody, and just as the power play had expired, he works in all alone and has leveled the score at 1-1. So the goals would find a way to tie it up at 1-1 in the first period, late in the first period. Time of that goal for Colangelo at 19:21. So we'd go into the intermission tied at 1-1. In the second period, the Barracuda would outshoot the goals 11-10. They'd go on to the only power play of the period, but once again, it was San Diego finding the back of the net at full strength, again late in the period. This time, Niko Mijatović was the goal scorer. At 17:31, after the Barracuda were hemmed in their own end, the goals would take advantage and jump out to their first lead of the game. This second period, goals are threatening in the offensive zone with a tired group out there for San Jose. Now Mijatović, left side, here's a chance. Upstairs, they score. A slight short side. It's Nico Mijatovic. A beautiful shot as the Barracuda got hemmed in their own end. Yeah, Cuda got stuck in their own end. You could see they were exhausted, Phil, to clear the puck. And if you can't get it out and you're tired, it's usually a bad recipe. And that's exactly what occurred. Goals take a 2-1 lead. They carry that lead into the second intermission. So to the third we would go. Barracuda trailing by a score of 2-1. They have just one win this season when trailing after 40 minutes of play. But they'd find a way in the third, early in the third, to tie it up at 2-2. And it was a guy who probably needed a goal more than anybody on the team, Tristan Robbins, who snaps a 15-game goalless drought, directs home a Jack Thompson feed, his fourth of the year, time of the tying goal for Robbins in the third at 3:40. And we were once again level, this time at 2-2. Center hit it off for Sabourin, shoots and he missed the net. He had an open net and he missed the target. Kelly Klang was down and out, and Sabourin just missed the net. Great puck movement. That extra pass left Sabourin uncontested. Now here come the Cuda in transition. Tristan Robbins scores. A quick reload as the Barracuda gain the line, and Tristan Robbins directs it home on the backhand and snaps a lengthy goalless drought to tie it up at 2-2. Robbins, his first point in 15 games, first goal during that stretch as well. His fourth goal of the season, time of the tying goal at 3:40. But about 3 minutes later, the goals would get beyond the San Jose defense. Jan Michak would sneak beyond everybody, receive a pass, and get tripped up. So he'd go on to a penalty shot. And Michak on the penalty shot would beat Georgi Romanov through the five hole to give San Diego back their lead. So, once again, the Barracuda were playing from behind in the third period, but they would not wait long to level the score up. After the goal at 7:31 for Michak, Donovan Hull answered back at 9:11 for the Barracuda, and we were once again tied in the third. Rink wide feed, deposited in deep, cross-ice dump by Donovan Hull of the Barracuda. Granger will tap it below the goal line. Beasted has it, the trapezoid. Hands off, Frisch's quick shot, rebound, they score! Donovan Hull on the carom back post, puts it home, and we are tied once again at 3-3. Barracuda did not waver after giving up that goal to Michak, the penalty shot goal. They just took the game right back over, didn't bat an eye, and they tie it up. Donovan Hull at 9-11, his sixth of the year. So we'd go to overtime. Second time these teams have needed extra time to decide a game. The last time was in early December. It was a 12-round shootout victory for San Diego, a 2-1 final. This time the Barracuda would handle their business in overtime. At 3:29, Lucas Carlson would receive a pass from Andrew Podorowski. He'd have Cali Klang over, correct, moving laterally from left to right. He'd wait him out and then just swing it into an open net. His second goal of the game, overtime winner, his seventh of the season. Barracuda kick off 2025 in the win column with the 4-3 win. Now he drops it back for Lucas Carlson, and it drifts out of his reach, and Carlson hurries back into his own end. 1:41 to go here in overtime. Carlson back over the line, drops for Podorowski, taking it wide right. Podorowski finds Cardwell holding, gives off for Carlson, waiting all day, shoots, he scores! Lucas Carlson waited out Cali Klang, who overcommitted, and he puts it into an open net for the overtime game winner with a 1:31 left in the extra session. Carlson has his second of the night, and the Barracuda have a win to close out this three-game roadie, and they are in the win column to kick off 2025. Yeah, great way to start the new year, a 4-3 overtime win for the Barracuda, and with the 2 points, they are now up to a record of 18-10-0-2 on the year, good for 38 points, and they stay within striking distance of Calgary, who also won today. So with the win, San Jose up to 38 points, the Wranglers up to 45, so the Barracuda are now 7 points behind the Wranglers for the number one spot in the division. Barracuda leapfrog Ontario. They were idle tonight. Cuda up to 38 points. Range sitting at 37 points on the year. With the loss, San Diego is now 9-17-2-2 on the year. They are now 1-2 in overtimes. And they do pick up a point. They're up to 22 points on the year. Barracuda improved to 2-0 in extra sessions as Lucas Carlson gets the game-winning goal for San Jose in overtime as the Barracuda needed a couple of third period goals to erase one goal deficits to get the job done, but they find a way and they pick up a huge road victory to close out this three game road trip. And they end up going a game above 500 on the roadie at 2-1, and now come back home to welcome in the Colorado Eagles on Saturday for Cuda Mania. Carlson is hot. He's got four goals over his last three games, multi-goal efforts in two of his last three, and the Barracuda win this one in come-from-behind fashion in overtime. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 17 minutes, 4,950 saw it here at the Pajanga Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star for the San Diego Goals is Niko Mijatovic, scored late in that second period. He finished the game with a goal, an assist, a plus one rating, and four shots on net. He is the number three star. The number two star is Lucas Carlson. Open up the scoring back of the first, gets the game winner. And he finishes the game, does Carlson, who signed a two-year deal with the Sharks, a two-way two-year deal this summer. He just gets more and more comfortable, and the offense is starting to come in droves for him. He finishes with two goals, plus two rating, three shots on net. Number one star is Jan Michak of the San Diego Goals. He finishes the game, does Michak, with 1-1, plus one rating, four shots on net for him as well. Winning goaltender Georgi Romanov, he improves now in his career against the San Diego Goals to 3-0 now against Cali Klang as well. Klang is the losing goaltender, although he falls in overtime. So Klang's record on the season now stands at 7-10-2. And against the Barracuda, he is now 2-1-1 on the year. Barracuda back to 500 against the Goals. These teams will meet up again. Next visit will be down here once again at the Pajanga Arena, but not until February the 16th. Final here in San Diego. Barracuda 4 and the Goals 3 in overtime. Lucas Carlson is the overtime hero. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us, whether you listen or you watch. We certainly do appreciate it. A fun game to bring to you tonight to kick off 2025. Barracuda are in the win column to begin the new year, and they do it in come-from-behind fashion in overtime against the San Diego Goals, a team that has given them fits through all four games of head-to-head play this season. Barracuda now turn their sights to Colorado as they return back to TechCU Arena on Saturday and Sunday to welcome in the Colorado Eagles. A reminder, Saturday is Cuda Mania. Booker T, two-time WWE Hall of Famer, will be in attendance signing autographs. We'll have wrestling going on before the game as well. Tickets are limited, so go to sjbarracuda.com/tickets for that one. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday. Expecting a great crowd for the San Diego Goals. They hit the road coming up on Friday. They travel to Ontario. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether they listened or they watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again this upcoming Saturday with pregame coverage starting at 5:30 on the Sharks Audio Network and on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda win this one 4-3 on the road in overtime. Lucas Carlson scores twice, including the game-winning goal at 3:29 of the extra session. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening. And good night from San Diego. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the